Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate this votive mass in honor of Our Lady under her title Mother of the Lord. And we see that this title comes directly from the Gospel, from Saint Elizabeth, who was filled with the Holy Spirit. So this was a title given to Our Lady indirectly, by the Holy Spirit through Saint Elizabeth. Okay, it says that Saint Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit when she spoke these words to Our Lady. Most blessed are you among women. And so we need to read these words as coming from the Holy Spirit, God Himself calling Our Lady blessed. Most blessed are you among women, which means there is no woman who is more blessed than Our Lady. She is most blessed. God chose one creature to be His mother, and that is Mary of Nazareth. And she is most blessed among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? You see, she's humbling herself before the presence of our Lord and before the presence of Our Lady. For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. That's Saint John the Baptist, the forerunner of Christ. And all of this is set before us in the Old Testament in figures and symbols. From the first reading, from the book of Chronicles, we have David assembling all Israel to bring the Ark of the Lord to the place which he had prepared for it. So the Ark of the Lord, which contained in it manna from the desert, kind of relics from what happened in the desert, the rod of Aaron, and the tablets with the Ten Commandments inscribed on them, was understood to be the presence of the Lord, right? To symbolize the presence of the Lord. And so the Ark being carried and David dancing before the Ark, right? And so in today's Gospel, we have the Ark of the New Covenant, Our Lady, and Saint John the Baptist leaping in the womb of Saint Elizabeth as a new David, right? Leaping in the presence of the Lord. And so we honor Our Lady with this title as Saint Elizabeth honored her, and we say with her, but who are we that the mother of my Lord should come to us? Who are we that Our Lady should come to us with grace as the mediatrix of all graces and our spiritual mother? We are not worthy. And so we need to humble ourselves and be grateful and always show ourselves to be her true children by living holy lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.